brought to you by Penguin.
Eat a Peach, a memoir by David Chang with Gabe Ulla. This is the author, David Chang. For Grace and Hugo with Love, in memory of Joe Chang, and to all the underdogs. Prologue. I can convince myself of almost anything. 4 years ago, I signed a deal to write this book. I swear I told the publisher that it would be a self-help manual about leadership or entrepreneurial strategy or advice for young chefs. Unfortunately for me, they begged to differ. It wasn't until many months after my original deadline that my agent finally put her foot down. Tell yourself whatever you want, Dave. It's a fucking memoir. For the record, I'm still thinking of this as a textbook on what not to do when starting a business. It's my brain defending itself from considering the monumental weirdness of being asked to write a book about my life, as well as the worrying amount of ego it took for me to say yes. And frankly, I just don't understand my appeal. How can it be that after 15 years of hearing me wax on about food and restaurants and many other subjects I'm far less qualified to talk about, people still want more? Why is my word more valuable than anyone else's? What makes anyone think I know better than they do? I'm not asking hypothetically. I ask my publisher the same questions. Should I include recipes? No, that's not what this book is about. You're sure? Can't I lean on some culinary content to pad this thing out? We're sure. Much later, when it came time to design the book, there was some debate over what the cover image should be. The publisher proposed a photo of me, as is the custom for memoirs. But I couldn't summon the courage necessary to imagine my face on a bookstore shelf. Eventually, we settled on using an illustration. The publisher mocked up a cover with a portrait of Idris Elba to give me a sense of the style they were looking for. I liked it so much that I pushed to use Elba's image instead of mine, but I lost that argument. We came up with several alternatives. A couple of gentle landscapes and watercolors of peaches like you might find at a dentist's office. A couple that riffed on the myth of Sisyphus, which I've always viewed as an inspirational tale. And a couple of portraits of me painted by my friend David Cho, including a version without any facial features. I'm still unclear on the symbolic significance of that one. I liked the Cho portrait that did include a face and thought it was a fine compromise. It was a still picture of me, but impressionistic enough that I could live with it as a book cover. Of course, now the publisher was pushing for one of the Sisyphus covers as the more consumer-friendly route. I worried that it would seem too self-important to draw a comparison between my journey and that of a mythological character. Although, if you look closely, it's not technically me pushing the peach up the hill. It's Oddjob, the archetypical cinematic Asian bad guy. We went back and forth for a while, but I'm not easily swayed by unsubstantiated opinions or general wisdom. I'm a devout believer in data, so we commissioned a survey. Of the hundreds of people we polled, most had never heard of me, and about 7% knew a fair amount or a lot about me. Altogether, they overwhelmingly favored the cover you see, which was fine by me. I'm not too proud to change my mind. Strong opinions, loosely held, and all that. I appreciated how thorough the survey was. For example, each of the respondents was asked to highlight the parts they disliked about their least favorite covers. Their preferences were displayed on charts highlighting the most frequently selected, that is, most disliked areas. We also asked respondents to select what they liked least about their favorite covers. Those who preferred the cover with the blank face portrait chose my name as the part that bugged them. Okay. So my face and my name were the problem. I have to admit that was a little confusing for someone who, one, has historically been sensitive about the particulars of my appearance and the general Asianness of my face and name, and two, was already struggling to understand why people would want to listen to this audiobook. But again, I respect data. We de-emphasize the name and remove the face. If it helps you enjoy the
sample complete. Ready to continue?